This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Death of O.J. Simpson.
Inside his final days battling cancer.
His last video filled with falsehoods.
My health is good.
At his deathbed here in Las Vegas, he was surrounded by his children and grandchildren.
What he told his close friend just a few weeks ago.
He said, give me a couple days, let me see if I feel better, and better didn't come.
The all-American icon who became a villain from the fit of temper. To the slow speed chase that transfixed the nation.
This is O.J. Simpson's vehicle.
The long lost white Ford Bronco. Where we found it. Plus, Little League heart attack. The 6-year-old Little Leaguer who suffered a heart attack in center field. Just like football star Damar Hamlin. How his mom came to his rescue. She's a nurse. What every parent needs to know to keep their children safe. And the extraordinary leap of faith, captured on video for the first time. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. O.J. Simpson, the football great whose murder trial captivated the nation, has died of cancer. His family made the announcement today, nearly 30 years after the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. Until then, Simpson had been known as an NFL star, a sportscaster, and a commercial pitchman. Jim Murray with the latest on Simpson's final days.
Boy, what a beautiful day it is here in Las Vegas.
It's the last known video of O.J. Simpson's 9 weeks before his death from cancer. And typically, it was filled with falsehoods.
My health is good. I mean, obviously, I'm dealing with some issues. But, hey, I think I'm just about over it. And I'll be back on that golf course, hopefully, in a couple of weeks.
In fact, the 76-year-old disgraced legend was losing his battle with prostate cancer. He scoffed at reports he was in hospice care.
Hospice? You talking about hospice? No, I'm not in any hospice. I don't know who put that out there, but whoever put that out there, I guess it's like the Donald Sink. Can't trust the media.
The first word that he had died came in a statement from his family today. Our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and his grandchildren.
Sad to say, it's not unusual at all. There's 200,000 men a year with prostate cancer diagnosed. 40,000 die of prostate cancer every year. So it's a very fatal disease.
Simpson's sensational trial for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, took place 29 years ago. Even so, it was top news of the day today as networks broke into programming to announce his death.
We have just learned this morning
that O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. Simpson's life story is extraordinary.
The View was about to come on the air when the word of his death came down.
O.J. Simpson has passed away at age 76.
O.J.'s dead.
He was battling cancer, and he's passed, so.
I spoke with Alan Dershowitz, who is a member of the famed legal dream team at Simpson's murder trial.
It was the most divisive case in modern American history, largely along racial lines. It not only divided the country, but it showed how deeply divided the country was.
The White House sent condolences to Simpson's family, but failed to mention Nicole Brown Simpson or Ron Goldman.
Our thoughts are with his families during this difficult time, obviously with his family and loved ones.
Cato Kaelin, who was a house guest of Simpson's and a key witness at the murder trial, posted this video.
I'd like to express my condolences to the children, to Sydney and to Justin, to Jason and Arnell. They lost their father, and that is never easy. To the family of the beautiful Nicole Brown Simpson, may we always cherish her memories.
Stacey Galandi is in Las Vegas.
Simpson settled here in Las Vegas in 2017 and moved into this gated community, but he still tried his best to remain in the public eye.
He regularly posted videos of his daily life and commented on the news of the day. Among his topics, the murder trial of Alex Murdaugh.
A whole lot of people asking me what I think about this Alex Murdaugh trial. I don't know why they think I'm an expert on it.
Bruce Fromong, a longtime friend of O.J. Simpson and a sports memorabilia dealer, told Inside Edition about Simpson's life in Vegas.
He enjoyed playing golf. He enjoyed the lifestyle of Las Vegas. 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to be doing a signing with him, and he wasn't able to do the signing. He was shaking too bad. He was, at the time, he said, give me a couple days, let me see if I feel better, and better didn't come.
He remained a divisive figure. Kim Kardashian, whose father Robert was one of Simpson's closest friends, caught flack for this joke on Saturday Night Live.
My father was and still is such an influence and inspiration. It's because of him that I met my first black person. Want to take a stab in the dark at who it was?
O.J. Simpson triggered strong reactions to the very end, either of loyalty or disdain. Caitlyn Jenner, a former friend of Nicole Brown Simpson, tweeted, "Good riddance." And Fred Goldman, father of slain Ron Goldman, commented, "No great loss to the world."
Though Simpson was acquitted of criminal charges in the killings, he was found civilly liable in order to pay more than $33 million to the family of Ron Goldman. They received only a pittance of that. And that was but one of many controversies in Simpson's post-football life.
O.J. Simpson led a life filled with drama and controversy.
O.J.
An Inside Edition was there every step of the way.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
His trial for the slaying of his wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, captivated the nation.
Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
The verdict, one of the most watched events in TV history.
This is a day we have all waited for more than a year. The verdict on O.J. Simpson is in.
Not guilty of the crime of murder.
Oprah watched the verdict live on her show.
A felony upon Nicole Brown.
Some in her audience celebrated, but many were left in utter disbelief.
He knows what he did!
Star Jones was a reporter for Inside Edition when the verdict came down and became the first journalist to interview Simpson.
I gotta be me. I can't be what other people want me to be, and it seems like people are trying to force me to be this sinister person.
Suspicion followed Simpson for the rest of his life.
R.J. Robert.
At a civil trial in 1997, he was found liable for the deaths of Nicole and Ron. Their families were awarded $33 million. We caught up with Simpson on a California golf course, and he wasn't happy to see us.
You know, you're illegal to be here, man.
He lost it. His explosive temper captured on film for all the world to see.
No, I got it.
The 46-year-old started dating Christy Prody, a 21-year-old model who looked a lot like Nicole. They were together on and off for 12 years. When we caught up with Prody in 2017, she and Simpson had split. She was down and out, struggling to stay off drugs.
You decided to end the relationship.
Yes, I did. There was just too much. And I couldn't do it anymore.
Simpson never shied from the spotlight, granting numerous interviews, always faced with the same question.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
One reporter was horrified when he pretended to stab her with a banana.
I think it was his idea of a joke.
This is Nicole's house.
Left broke, he exploited his notoriety to make a quick buck. A German TV show paid him to recreate the route he would have taken if he had murdered Nicole and Ron.
If I were a murderer, you'd do this route that I'm doing now.
In 2008, Simpson's luck ran out. He was arrested for taking part in an armed heist of a sports memorabilia dealer at a Las Vegas hotel. In court, he was a shadow of the vibrant football star he once was. 50 pounds heavier, his hair going gray, arthritis made it difficult for him to walk even a few steps.
Ow.
He was sentenced to 33 years in prison, but was paroled in 2017 after serving 9 years.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
Picking up where he left off, living a guilt-free life, refusing to be humbled, never admitting what so many believe to be true.
O.J. Simpson is survived by 4 children. A 5th child died by drowning as a toddler. Later in the broadcast, we will tell you whatever happened to that white Ford Bronco from that infamous police chase. It's a terrifying situation. A little boy playing Little League takes a hit right to the chest and suffers a heart attack. But there was a guardian angel right there, his mom, who happens to be a nurse.
It's a medical emergency in center field. Little 6-year-old Oscar Stubbe goes into cardiac arrest after a fly ball slams right into his chest. Just like football star Damar Hamlin, he suffered commotio cordis and instantly collapsed. His mother, Sarah, is a nurse and ran out to begin CPR.
I checked for a pulse, didn't find one.
An agonizing 4 minutes later, the ambulance arrived. Paramedics used a defibrillator, also known as an AED, to get Oscar's heart beating again. Sarah says that is what saved her son's life.
The AED, you think, should be at every game and practice?
Absolutely.
So what can be done to protect kids if they are hit in the chest from a ball? At this baseball field in Beverly Hills, these little leaguers wear chest pads.
I have been hit with this on, for sure. And you can definitely wear this, and when you get hit, you can only feel pressure and no pain.
Lucky for him, too, we saw the infielder get hit in the chest. Safety measures are high priority for kids' sports these days. Like on my daughter's softball team, you can see these face masks they wear to protect them from any serious injury.
I really do think it's a good idea, especially for the younger girls who are just starting out. Obviously, their aim's not the best. They could get hit.
As for little Oscar, he is sitting the rest of this season out. But mom says when he is back on the field, he will be wearing his new protective chest pad.
This is the shirt that Oscar, when he does go back to baseball, and all my other kids are wearing.
Officially, Little League rules only require helmets for batters and chest and face protection for catchers.
Next, more on the death of O.J. Simpson, the slow speed chase that transfixed the nation.
This is O.J. Simpson's vehicle.
The long lost white Ford Bronco, where we found it, and the extraordinary leap of faith. Captured on video for the first time. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It was one of the most talked about moments on television, the slow speed police chase of O.J. Simpson in that white Ford Bronco. Well, now we know what happened to it.
It's a moment Americans will never forget. O.J. Simpson's notorious slow speed chase. The date was June 17, 1994. Simpson was supposed to have turned himself in that day after the murders of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman. Instead, there was this.
This is O.J. Simpson's vehicle.
90 million people watched as Simpson was driven around Los Angeles. Many came out to witness the extraordinary chase in person. Some even offered support. His best friend, Al Cowlings, was at the wheel communicating with police.
This is AC. I have OJ in the car. You gotta tell the police to just back off. He's still alive and he got a gun to his head.
Most people assume Simpson was going to kill himself, especially after Kim Kardashian's father, Robert, read what sounded like a suicide note.
Everyone understand, I had nothing to do with Nicole's murder. Don't feel sorry for me. I've had a great life.
So whatever happened to the world's most famous white Ford Bronco? 22 years after the chase, Inside Edition found it in a garage in Central California. Simpson's former manager was storing it there for safekeeping. This is where O.J. Simpson was crouched in the back seat behind Al Cowlings as they led police on that slow speed chase. O.J. Simpson was holding a gun and was threatening to kill himself. Zoe Ter was the helicopter pilot who shot the iconic video. Were you shocked at how that became an iconic moment?
It was the perfect, you know, storm, the intersection of celebrity and crime. To see him on a, you know, an LA County freeway running from police like a common criminal was shocking, to say the least.
The Bronco has now found a permanent home at the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee.
It's a big wow moment for anyone coming to the museum. So many of our guests share stories of where they were when they were watching the chase. We absolutely knew we wanted that O.J. Simpson white Bronco.
An artifact from a slow speed chase we will never forget.
This is O.J. Simpson's vehicle.
We'll have more on the death of O.J. Simpson when you join us tomorrow. Yesterday, we told you about the trial of a man accused of killing one teen and wounding four other people during an argument at a popular tubing site. He claimed he acted in self-defense. Today, a jury ruled otherwise.
Guilty. That's the verdict reached today in the stabbing spree that took place during a tubing adventure that ended in the slaying of a 17-year-old teen. Mechanical engineer Nikolai Mew listened with his head bowed when the jury pronounced the verdict after 7 hours of deliberations.
The jury finds Nikolai Mew guilty of first-degree reckless homicide as submitted. Question, did Mr. Mew commit the crime while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes.
Nikolai Mew was pronounced guilty of reckless homicide, but not on the highest charge of intentional murder. Many spectators in the courtroom reacted with tears.
Bail is revoked. Mr. Mew will be held in custody pending sentencing.
His attorney spoke after the verdict.
He's sad, obviously disappointed in the result, and contemplating his future life.
The family of slain teen Isaac Schumann said they believe justice was done.
It's been 21 months we've been waiting for justice for Isaac Michael Schumann, and we got it today.
The verdict was the culmination of a closely watched trial. Video was played showing Mew at the center of a melee with several teens on the Apple River in Wisconsin in 2022. Mew ended up stabbing five people. You can see the knife in his hand. He claimed that he acted in self-defense, but the jury didn't buy it.
Guilty.
Mew could spend the rest of his life in prison. Coming up, penguins take a leap of faith.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
These are not suicidal penguins, but it is an amazing look at an incredible bit of animal behavior. Here's Les Trent.
You're about to see something no one has ever witnessed before.
Where are these chicks going?
Nat Geo explorer Bertie Gregory had been tracking this colony of 10,000 emperor penguin chicks for months.
What on earth is going on here? Surely they can't be thinking of going off there.
But they do, plunging from the 50-foot cliff in Antarctica. One by one, they jump or fall because of the crush of penguins behind them. You might think they'd get injured, but Gregory says they all made it.
Incredible to see that. And when we come back, a very protective dog. Don't let the size of this pooch fool you.
This protective pooch isn't letting anyone near the baby.
What are you thinking?
Try again.
Not even Grandma.
Are you kidding me?
No, she is not.
That's Inside Edition. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.